Good afternoon, Equipment Design.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Steven.
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name's Nico. I'm calling from Cardiff.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank
We've
you.
We've gone beyond even that.
Hi, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Nico. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Okay.
Yeah, good luck. I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm actually following up on a pre-approved finance offer we had mailed out to you guys a couple weeks ago. Pre-approved you guys for some equipment financing and working capital. So I'm just circling back, seeing if you guys had anything in the pipeline where you might want to, you know, do some financing right now towards the end of the year here.
No.
No? Is there a typical...
some gummy bears.
No problem, man. No problem. Is there, you know, a typical time where you guys do bring on equipment, kind of like reconcile the books at all?
Probably in January. January 31st is the end of our fiscal year. The only thing we really have in mind purchasing, we've already bought the new laser and TuraPunch press and... the robotic welder was cheap enough, we just paid cash for it, will be a robotic press brake. Yeah.
Are you guys looking to maybe finance that?
Oh, yes, we have to. It runs about $1.25 million.
Okay, so 1.25. Yeah, right now I'm actually like currently helping out a guy try and finance a plasma robot. He does some steel cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that thing runs around $500,000, so, you know, I'm kind of familiar with this area, trying to help you guys out in terms of the more expensive equipment that you guys might need to, you know, finance. Have you looked into, you know, like your local bank to see whether or not they can help finance? Are you guys like kind of shopping around for rates? What's the deal there?
We'd be shopping around for rates. Generally, Amada offers really good financing, but... who knows what things are going to be like after the election. That's why we're waiting.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, of course, I've talked to a lot of business owners. They've said the same thing. You know, just out of curiosity, Steve, what were you guys on track for sales last year in 2015? Just some, you know, out of curiosity.
Around 7 million.
7 million. Oh, yeah. You guys should be able to get this approved with us if, you know, you want to take this route. That's pretty good. Are you guys on track, you know, for that this year? Are you guys trying to beat that?
We're about the same, maybe 7.5 million. But then again, we'll see by the end of this year what things are like.
Right, yeah. I mean, you never know. Things can change drastically. That's something I've kind of learned in this business. And, you know, you got to kind of prepare you guys yourselves for that. All right, Steve, are you guys sort of like a net 30, net 60 type deal? What are you guys, you know, working with over there?
Net 30.
Net 30, okay, good. Then you guys don't ever run into, like, cash flow problems, anything like that?
No, we're good. Extremely fortunate, and we do a lot of due diligence. The bulk of our customers pay net 30. The others pay net 10.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and they're good people. Otherwise, we've kicked away a couple of customers who went past 90, and we said, that's it, no more.
Yeah.
And we stopped taking orders and demanded payment, and that was it. We'll never do business with them.
No, good for you. You know, keep those guys out of there. If they're just not willing to pay, then, you know, what's the risk for your guys' business, right?
No, we're not a bank, and we're not into giving interest-free loans to people.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Okay. Hey, Steve, is there an email address I can get from you so I can shoot you over my information?
It's steve@equipmentdesign.net.
Okay.
And if you want to see what we're all about, go to our website, equipmentdesign.net.
Yeah, I've kind of been perusing that around right now. You guys seem to, you know, been in business for a while and have kind of, you know, established your guys' selves.
Yep.
That's good. You know, just a couple quick more questions. Are you guys, you know, is there a time frame where you might need this piece of equipment?
Quite frankly, we're considering this equipment for two big reasons. It's a robotic press brake. it can work lights out. In other words, we can give it a job, set mm-hmm. down a pallet. Let's say I lasered 600 parts.
Okay.
Come off our laser, they're stacked neatly on a pallet. I move the pallet over to the robotic press brake. Load in the program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can even load in the blueprint on a CAD file, and it programs itself. And it will figure out the best way to form the part all automatically. You don't have to sit there and try to figure it out yourself. It does it. It has artificial intelligence.
Isn't that nice
and,
nowadays?
Yeah. Then it will load its own tooling, and once it's finished, it will pick up a sheet of the material on one pallet, go ahead and form the part. It will measure all the breaks to make sure that everything is correct. Incredible. And then it will stack the parts on another pallet for you.
So this is
what you have to do, huh?
So this is like an all-in-one machine. This will literally help
it's
your business tremendously.
It's an all-in-one machine. And then you just leave the shop, turn off the lights at night, and you come back the next morning, they're all formed.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, with Obamacare and the high cost of workers' comp and taxes and everything else regarding that, it would replace about 4 press brake operators.
Wow. So are you guys, you know, what's your expected return on this investment then?
Probably 3-year return on investment. Depending on business, again, it all depends on what the outlook is on business. That's why we're waiting. That's a huge investment.
Right.
We don't want it sitting there, gathering dust.
Exactly. Do you guys have any projects coming up that you might want to use it for?
There's no, we could use it. We're a job shop. You never know.
Right.
And we could use it for a number of jobs. Again, we'll see. Depending on who gets elected, we'll see who's still in business by
okay.
January.
Well, Steve, you know, just a quick point to maybe help you make that decision, maybe even before the election comes up. Are you familiar with Section 179 of the tax codes, of the tax write-offs that you can get with purchasing an equipment like this?
Yes, but if Donald Trump gets elected, he's going to say that you can write off the whole thing the first year.
Yeah, but wouldn't you
expect...
I'm
serious. That's one of the things we're waiting to find out.
Okay.
When Donald Trump gets elected, he's changing the whole tax code.
Okay, yeah, no, I've seen a few things that he's, mentioned.
Yeah. And one of them will be all businesses will be able to write off all equipment purchases the first year, 100%.
Okay, that would help tremendously for a lot of people, actually.
It would. We could go a few years because you can carry it over
mm-hmm.
without paying any taxes. It'd be incredible.
Yeah, that would
and
actually...
it would save money. It would make us more profitable because we don't have to either hire more employees or he might let some other employees go.
Right, okay. All right, here's what I'll do. I will shoot you over my information along with, just some other things. So you can just check us out online if you wanted to, and then you'll have my contact info. So if something comes up in the meantime, you might be able to get a hold of me. But when's the best time that I should, follow up with you, Steve?
After we get back from the holidays.
Okay.
Christmas and New Year's holidays.
Okay, so around, the beginning of the
year.
By then,
we should have a pretty good idea what's going on.
Okay, that sounds good. I will give you a call then, but if anything comes up, feel free to give me a call, all right?
You got a deal.
All right, Steve, you take care now, all right?
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.